It's 8:47. We have partly cloudy skies, still a little on and off snow, adding to the 4 to 5 inches that we've already had. Coming up in a few days, the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce will host their annual soiree, which is recognizing the business of the year, the business person of the year, and the ambassador of the year. And we have a lot of representatives in the studio right now. We're joined by Chamber President, current Chamber President, Todd Bornhauser. Todd, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. Thank you.
We have the soon-to-be president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce with us, Lisa Peterson. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that in just a moment or so. And also, congratulations goes to Chris Canelli, who is the Business Person of the Year this year in Northfield. Chris, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations.
Hey. Thanks so much. Great to be here, and very, very honored to receive the award.
Let's start off, and I guess, Todd, since you're still the boss for another couple of days, a little while longer, let's start off with the history of the Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year. It's been going on for quite some time. The Chamber has honored that, and I just love that the business community is able to celebrate some of the accomplishments of the businesses that put a lot of time and resources into their business and into the community.
Yeah, Jeff, that list is pretty amazing when you sit down and think about all the past winners of the Business of the Year. That was first awarded in 1969 to Right Way Industries. And so 50-year anniversary, if I add, I think, up my on my fingers and toes. So, you know, it's got a long, long story tradition of really recognizing businesses that have either grown or expanded or started. So it's a great mix. Services, manufacturing, it really has honored many different types of businesses over the years.
Yeah, and we have a business, and it wasn't long, I guess it was quite a few years after that, but a little more recently, somewhere in there, you've also started honoring a business person of the year for individual contributions to the business community.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff, didn't mean to talk over you, but I think it was early 2000, I want to say 2003, that they then decided to choose a business person of the year as well. Sometimes there's individuals that stand out. Sometimes it's the business itself that stands out. And so I think they wanted to have two separate awards. The nice thing about the Business Person of the Year is that's chosen by the past recipients. So we bring them together, little hors d'oeuvres and snacks, and they get to sit and talk, share a lot of stories amongst themselves, and then really sit down to talk about who they'd like to add to that list of Business Person of the Year. The Chamber Board of Directors always picks the Business of the Year award winner. So that's the difference between the two.
And also, the Chamber has long awarded their Ambassador of the Year. They've done it a little bit differently in recent years with the banquet honoring all three of them at the same time. But you also have ambassadors that represent the Chamber and the business community. And, their contributions should not be overlooked because it takes some commitment.
Yeah, being an ambassador really is a full-time commitment. I almost laugh. I think sometimes they're busier than the Chamber President himself in the number of events that they attend and visits that they make, all the other activities that they do. But we could not run the Chamber without a strong ambassador program. And so we're very thankful for them, and this is a great opportunity to do that. The ambassadors work kind of off a point system, so they get points for attending events, bringing in new members, and a wide range of things. And so they honor themselves each quarter, and then once a year, individual that's ambassador that has received the most points then gets honored as Ambassador of the Year. And again, another opportunity to do that at the annual meeting, which we think is really beneficial.
All right. We're going to jump over to Chris Canelli here for just a moment or so. Lisa, we're coming back to you, so you're not off the hook yet. Chris, If I'm not mistaken, it wasn't that long ago that Northfield Construction, your company, was recently named Business of the Year as well.
Sure, yeah, but that was under Ray Cox's leadership, I think maybe 10 years ago or so, but certainly one of the great reasons for being involved with that company, in my standpoint, was the reputation they had built over the years.
Now, let's talk about your involvement here in Northfield, because you're relatively recent as far as your contributions here to Northfield. You started, or your, I should say, ties to Northfield started when?
Yes, I would say about 8 years ago I started looking around at opportunities in Northfield from a real estate and investment standpoint. I was working in the Twin Cities at a real estate company called Welsh Companies, and one of our investors in that company was Brett Reese and Jennifer Sawyer and the Rebound Enterprises folks. And Brett and I started looking at opportunities down here, and that was actually my first time coming to visit the town. It was right around 2010. Kind of fell in love with it and jumped in and moved down here only about 6 years ago.
All right, and you were able to, so you started with Blue Water. How many properties did that involve at that time?
When we started it, so we had started Northfield Real Estate Fund, which is a local real estate fund where we invest where you live is our motto. We probably had about 10 properties that we invested with that fund, and that was kind of what launched Blue Water from the start and got us up and running and some properties to manage underneath it. And after being in town and working for about a year is when I found Ray Cox looking to retire and was able to purchase Northfield Construction Company.
Yeah, and that, I would imagine, I guess I'm kind of jumping to conclusions, but it seems like that was a very good purchase for you.
It was great. I mean, really, from my standpoint, my background had always been development side and hiring general contractors. I wasn't a hammer and nail guy coming up, and so really the key staff that was in place with Northfield Construction, the great reputation and long history of doing projects around town, really made it a nice fit and has been a very good run for us.
Yeah, and Ray had that company for so many years, built it to from nothing to what it is now, and having the you know being at that level, that platform to begin with, boy, it was a good thing.
Yes, it was a springboard for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about business of our business person of the year over this past year. Now, recently, just last month, we were at Terry and I were at the Laura Baker Services Association gala, and you, along with your wife, were recognized for the contribution. For there, so your commitment to the business community it goes hand in hand with the commitment to the community.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a phenomenal year with some of the recognition. We're very humbled by it. Both Sheila and I are. But really, it kind of speaks to our standpoint and our thought process of anything is that we lead with community. We're really all about giving back, and that's how we treat our clients and relationships, both at Blue Water Properties and Northfield Construction Company. We kind of lead with the heart and make sure we're taking care of our clients and the community at first, and profits, I think, come later. If you do well for the community, you're going to do well in business as well.
You have been very active in some local nonprofits as well as Laura Baker Services Association. Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the interactions that you've had with different charities here in Northfield.
Yeah, well, it's just been great. I think one of the big things for me coming into town, we knew we were going to have to put ourselves out there quite a bit. We were new to town. From being involved with the Chamber, which has been, you know, a fantastic organization to be involved with and really has led us to have a lot of business connections in town. I always also had the opportunity of being the YMCA board and being chair of the YMCA board for a few years through the construction and building of the new facility with a lot of great contacts. I'm currently the president of Northfield Hockey Association, and I also serve on a foundation board for Three Links Association. And Laura Baker, you mentioned I'm on their golf committee. So really have put ourselves out there quite a bit and dove in to the community and the great nonprofits we have in town.
Yeah, boy, not a whole lot of TV on.
No. By the time the end of the day, we're a little tired. So,
well, let's talk about the recognition you had, as Todd had mentioned before. That is, you were chosen by a group of people who have won the award by business leaders here, and I would imagine in just your short time here in Northfield, you probably knew just about everybody on that list, but boy, that adds some special significance.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, I wasn't really aware of that, how it was chosen. I know Todd talked about it today. I think that first got mentioned to me about a week ago. Is that how it went? I assumed it was by the same process of how they chose Business of the Year, so to kind of find that out is even more flattering, because to be on the list of those, on the same list with those people who are on there and actually being chosen by them really is humbling, especially in a short time in the community to have at least made an impact.
All right. Let's move things over to Lisa. Lisa, the whole thing culminates with a big banquet, which is coming up this Thursday. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the banquet, the doors open at 5 o'clock, and we'll have a nice cocktail hour, and then we'll just get down to eating and celebrating. So I invite everybody to come along. It's $40 for tickets. You can purchase them at the Chamber office, or you can give us a call at 645-5604.
So they can still get the tickets?
Yep, we still have tickets available.
All right, and it's at the Grand, right?
It is at the Grand, yep.
All right. This will be, I guess, Todd's last thing as the Chamber President. You'll start when Friday as your official new job?
I start officially on Friday, and unfortunately Todd's last day is Wednesday, so he's leaving Jane and I to run the banquet.
All right.
And so that'll be our first official event without Todd. So well, this week we're going to be leaning on him a lot.
Well, Todd, I think you're leaving the organization in very good hands, and your time, your several years at, we'll talk more. We'll have you on at some point in the future, but you have done a great job, and the Chamber of Commerce is as vibrant and as vital as ever.
Well, Jeff, thanks. You know, I appreciate those comments. You know, the Chamber just isn't one individual. It takes, first of all, a great staff. There's a lot of energy and effort that goes into running the day-to-day organization. And I've always been blessed with some very great staff people that have helped. But it's really the members and the volunteers that do a lot of the heavy lifting and work. And so if I talk about the Chamber, I always try to use the word we accomplish this, we accomplish that. It isn't one individual. It's a lot of people. And I think sometimes I was just running behind the wagon trying to catch up to it as quickly as possible. There were some days I think I was steering it, but most of the time I think I was behind running. But, you know, it was a great four years. We started with some really difficult situations, but I think it's on a really strong foot and right in the right direction. And I'm so excited that Lisa's going to be able to take that over. So that's it always feels good when you're able to groom somebody to take it. I'm sure Lisa would like me to have been around a few more years, but that's just kind of how it works sometimes.
And Lisa, though you haven't, I guess, worked for the Chamber of Commerce per se, you've had a firsthand look at what goes on as a director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is kind of works hand in hand with the Chamber. So you know what you're getting into, don't you?
I think so. So the CVB and the Chamber do work hand in hand, and I've had this unique opportunity for the last 3.5 years to be part of everything, but sort of be on the sidelines as mm-hmm. well. And so I feel really excited about getting to know this group of business leaders that I haven't really connected with yet. So that to me is kind of what I'm really looking forward to, is meeting the people who aren't in the hospitality industry, because those are the people that I've really worked closely with over the last 3.5 years. So people like Chris, I probably normally wouldn't really get to know you because you're really not tourism,
right.
Even though you're building things right. that bring in the tourists, but yep, so it's exciting.
You know, before we go, one thing we've kind of skipped over, and that's my fault, I want to acknowledge the contributions made by this year's Business of the Year, Aurora Pharmaceuticals. Boy, what a success story that has been, and it's a homegrown success story. The guys have done a great job of building that. I don't know if one of you would like to address Aurora.
Yeah, I really would. You know, I think for a lot of people, they don't even recognize that it's there. You see it, you know, it's kind of the building behind the Cannon Valley Veterinary Clinic. And some people sometimes look at that and go, I wonder what that building is. But, you know, they started 3 employees and 1 product, and today there are over 60 employees. They got a product line of 12. And I think the great things about this is this is one of those new technologies that you like. You know, it's animal pharmaceuticals and very high tech. There's a lot of high paying jobs that go along with that. And they've had the opportunity, you know, they've continued to grow and expand. They're kind of somewhat landlocked, so you've got to use some creativity to make that happen. One of the things that, you know, that company has been recruited by many different states. with lots and lots of dollars, millions and millions of dollars to go move out of Northfield. And so their commitment to this community has been fantastic. And again, they're in the process of doing another expansion right now. And, you know, we're very, very fortunate to have a company like that here in our town. And again, for a lot of people, they're not even really realize that it's even here and what it does.
Yeah. So, once again, thanks to Drs. Warner and Strobel for their contributions to not only the business community but the overall community of Northfield. That's a lot of good jobs you mentioned.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we should mention Lynn Ziegler.
Lynn Ziegler is
2018 Ambassador of the Year, and Lynn's a great asset. And boy, talk about a dynamo! A bundle of energy, and she's involved in many other activities besides the chamber as well, and running her business. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think about all the things that people do, all the activities that they're involved with, all the other organizations involved with, and you say, hey, wait a minute, this person does have to run their business. It does have to be a full-time job. So she's with Ziggy's, and she's done a fantastic job this past year. So a real shout-out to Lynn and thank her for all her contributions to the chamber.
All right. We are out of time. We're going to make room for the Wayne Eddy Affair, but thank you all for being here. We certainly appreciate that. Congratulations to each and every one of you, and we will see you on Thursday night.
Thanks, Jeff.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is Todd Bornhauser, the current Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce president, incoming president Lisa Peterson, as well as this year's Business Person of the Year from Blue Water Pharmacies. That's a pharmaceuticals. I'm getting Blue Water Properties and also Northfield Construction, Chris Kennelly.